eNdebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walambulela kuStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuNtulikazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umphathi ntambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira obotshwe izolo uzalala njalo esitokisini namhla ekhangelelwe ukwaziswa ngesicelo sebheyili kusasa. Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo, sokuvele imbiko ethi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumi lokho.
Kodwa kuliqiniso okuqala ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi ama-councillors nxa ekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokhrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga kwakho okusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo loyo councillor sitogangileyo kaphume.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wemangwe lowe-Glenview South edalele ephalamende oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula.
Ngiwabhodile uMangwe, amawadi amaningi ngiwafikile ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ngingabasebenzela kanjani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Umphathi ntambo kahulumende wogatsha lwezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira owetheswa amacala okusebenzisa imali kahulumende efika phose izigidi ezilikhulu $95 million uzabakwazi kusasa ukuba uzaphiwa na ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail kumbe ahlale esitokisini okwamalanga angamachumi amabili lanye evalelwe. Intatheli zindaba yethu Gibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umufumira obemiswe phambi kukamantshi unkosikazi Mnamato Mutebetsi uzalala njalo esitokisini okwelanga lesibili emelele ukuzwa isinqumo sebheyili kusasa ekuseni. Lokhu sokudala imibuzo yokuthi uhulumende engabe sejonge ngempela na ukuqeda inkohlakalo elizweni ngokubopha yingqengubani oyabe edale icala. Kodwa abanye abafana lomnumzana Pascal Madiri bathi kuzafanele uZulu abekezele njalo anikeze ugatha lokucubungula indaba zenkohlakalo olwezakhi isikhathi sokuthi sebenze kuhle kungabi loyisolayo.
Abantu kumele banike izakhi isikhathi sokuthi iyenze uphenyo lwayo kundaba lezi zokugwelegwela. Awumelanga bajahe izakhi kundaba lezi ngoba esikubona ukuthi izakhi le ikhanya ilamazinyo njalo isiqale ngokubopha uminister. So abantu bengabekezela kancane uphenyo lwenzwe. Ngiyabona ukuthi izakhi le ingani ilamazinyo njalo izabamba abaningi ngoba sibona ukuthi uminisa sinjani sebotshiwe.
Umufumira iziphathamandla sakuqala ukubotshwa yizakhi ekhokhelwa ngumkamphathi ntambo wezobudlelwane lomanyano emazweni umnumzana Sibusomoyo kusukela ngenyanga edluleyo lapho yanikezwa amandla okuthi yenelise ukubopha labo abacabangelwa ukuthi kungabe bephula umthetho kungakhathekile ukuthi ngobani. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International namhlanje itshengisele phezu obugwelegwele osebuvame kuzisebenzisa ikhansili iHarare ezizamukela imali kuzakhamuzi ezigweleda ikhansili imali yamanzi. Lokhu sekwenze ikhansili iHarare ilahlekelwe imali eningi kakhulu ekade ingancedisa ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wayo kahle. Umkhankaso lo uqhutshwe egcekeni leHarare Gardens namhlanje ekuseni usiyafika emini lapho inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International ibukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi ayekele umkhuba wokudiza izisebenzi zekhansili nxa sizevala amanzi. Lokhu kuze ngesikhathi ikhansili yeHarare iqhuba uhlelo lokuvalela impompi zamanzi izakhamizi eziyikweledayo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso leyo unkosikazi Mtshaneta Mpunda uthe izakhamizi kufanele zikhulumisane lekhansili ngendlela abangeneza ukuthi babhadale izikweleti zabo.
Sisenza ama-community meeting yethu sadiscover ukuthi kukhona abantu
bayabhadala ama bribes nje. Instead city council engabuya efuna ukuvala amanzi. So sabe sigcine senze campaign yokuthi ama citizens bekwasikhokhwa naye ukubhadala i bribe leyo anje. Awuncedi lutho. Sibakhuthaza ukuthi benze ama payment plan lo city council. So into campaign is like uthi I will pay, I will not bribe.
Umupunda uqhubeke ethi ubusela kufanele bulwise ngandlela zonke kakhulu ngesikhathi uhulumende ezekhokhela leyo nhloso. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguGibson Bebe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo, inhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association ithi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumeli lokho. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inhlanganiso yeBupra ibize umhlangano yamema izakhamizi kanye lezethekeli ebezivela kwamanye amadolobho bezobonisana ngendaba yecommission osekuthiwa kumele ithathe izikhundla zamakansila wona axotshwe. Laloba kunjalo, umqondisi weBupra umnumzana Emmanuel Ndlovu uthi isisekelo sombuso asivumeli ukubunjwa kwekhomishini ngoba leli nyathelo liphikisana lokunikezwa umbuso wezabelo omunyethwe isisekelo sombuso idevolution yesilungu. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ligqwetha umnumzana Jabulani Mhlanga othi umthetho we-Urban Councils Act uyavumela ukuxotshwa kwamakhansila lawo ayabe esetheswa amacala bese kusiba lokhetho, hathi ukudiliza ikhansili yonke kubunjwe ikhomishini. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcinisihlalo weBupra, uthi bakhangela umthetho lolwazi lokuthi kwamanye amadolobho abake baba lamakhomishina kwahamba njani.
Kodwa kuliqiniso okuqala ukuthi siyananze ukuthi ama-councillors nxa ekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokhrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga kwakho okusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo leyo khansila sitogangileyo kaphume. Nayisebunile uzaba replace ngendlela esemthethweni yama-by-election.
Lanxa isisekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuthi uhulumende akalamandla okufaka ikhomishini, ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo lokho ezifuna ukuthi ikhomishini ifakwe. Omunye wawo unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala othi ikhomishini yiyo ezaba ngumlamlankunzi kukho konke okukhona ekhansilini.
Mina ngithi ikhomishini ayibe khona iyezaba ngumlamlankunzi phakathi kwaleli bandla elilama-councillors angenzi kahle. Yona ikhomishini yakhona ingafakwa noma ifakwe yizanu PF ngujulayi ngayo ingayilahla, sizayithwalisa nzima.
Umnumzana Welshman Mancinyane Ndiweni, owake waba ngukhansila entumbane, uthi akukhutshwe bona labo abaphambanisayo kwenziwe iphethishini.
Ngoba ikhomishini ezafakwa izabe ipolitical. Izabe sihlale phansi ipolitibhuro yezanu badiscuss ukuthi ngubani kumele babe ngamakhomishinazi. The best thing okwakhathesi asikhupheni bona labo kumbe banguteni kwenziwe iphetishini.
Umnumzana Lungani Ndebele uthi bakuzwile ukuthi amakhomishini awasebenzi ngendlela abafuna ngayo kodwa bazimisele ukuthi bazibonele.
After ukuza okuvela kwamanye amadolobho eligoqela iHarare leGweru ama-problems esihlangene lawo, yes kuzwile ukuthi khona ama-commissions awa-performing ngendlela ama-residents a-expecta ngayo.
UZulu uveze ukuphatheka kakhulu ngoba ethi idolobho lakobulawayo alikho ezandleni ezinhle zenkokheli etheswa amacala enkohlakalo. Iningi lithi ikhomishini ingcono kakhulu ukuze kukhitshwe izigilamkhuba ezikhokhelayo. Ingxabangxoza yedolobho lakobulawayo iqale kumaviki amathathu adluleyo ngemva kokuxotshwa kukasibalukhulu wedolobho umnumzana Christopher Dube. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Okay.
belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave, ku short wave 4930, 6065, 15460 la ku 13860 kilohertz.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga ummeli weMangwe lowe-Glenview South edalele ePhalamende oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula. Abamela izigaba zombili babhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo. Ozancintisa esigabeni seMangwe eMathebeleland South emele ibandla leZANU PF ngunkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni, ongunkosikazi kamoyi owayephethe lesi sikhundla umnumzana obedingwa Mgoni. Ibandla le-MDC lona lizamelwa ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo, yena otshele untungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ngemva kokubhalisa i-nomination court namuhla ukuthi ukhangelele ukunqoba.
Ngingathi ngilulungiselele mpela ukhetho lele ngoba ku-harmonized election bengi-contesta njalo. Ngiwabhodile uMangwe, amawadi amaningi ngiwafikile, ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ngingabasebenzela kanjani, lokuthi njalo ngicela ukuthi bangithume bona kuhulumende ngibamele ngezikhalazo abalazo. Yikho ngingathi ngilungiselele mpela njalo kuselomsebenzi othile kufanele ngiwenze before ama-elections lawo afikayo, i-by-election ekamhla ka-7 September.
Yiziphi lezo nhlupho okhuluma ngazo abantu besigaba sakho ababhekane lazo?
Isigaba seMangwe babankomo sile nhlupho engingazifaka kumakhategori amabili ikakhulu. IMangwe yindawo ewomileyo. Amanzi yiluhlupho lwabantu kakhulu engilubonayo. Amanzi okunatha namanzi ezifuyo. Then i-infrastructure yeMangwe since yachiywa ngombuso we-regime lanamhla lokhu injalo nje. Imigwaqo ayilungiswanga, akula mabhriji. Yikho into ebengikhuluma ngazo ukuthi ngingazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi lezo zinto ibe ngama-priorities ami, ikakhulu amanzi.
Njengoba wancintisa wanqotsha kukhetho olwedluleyo, kukhona yini osokuguqukile obona kungenza unqobe kulolu khetho?
Ye, ngingathi kukhona okutshintshileyo babankomo, ngoba abantu bakithi basuka bagadiswa nje ibhiza elingayindawo ngemva kwekhu eyayenzakalayo. Ngoba abantu basuka baba nethemba ukuthi maybe uzakuba lotshintsho, but instead utshintsho olukhona lusukela wabawesi. Thina besihamba sibatshela ukuthi uswazi lolu abaphuma kulo obebelitshaywa ngoswazi nje olunomali sebezatshaywa ngoswazi oluqine ukudlula lokhu. Ngilethemba i-economy liyikhangele, le ndlela abantu abaphethe ngayo liyikhangele, isiwesi kula le abebekiyo ngesikhathi sikababa uRobert Mugabe. Yikho ngithemba i-economy isibonisile ukuthi la amadoda akhona awesi abakwazi lapha abaya khona. Yikho kufuneka abantu abatsha abanjengathi.
Lowo ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo omela ibandla le-MDC kukhetho lokudinga ummeli weMangwe edalele ePhalamende, oncintisana layo inkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni. Yena uthe ubengeke ekhulume ngoba ubephakathi komango eLupane West. Khona amabandla ancintisayo kukhetho lokudinga ummeli wesigaba lesi ePhalamende aphakathi kokudinga usekelo njalo kusasa umkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uza kwenza umhlangano omkhulu kulesi sigaba. Kodwa ilunga leZANU PF umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi i-MDC idlalisa isikhathi ngoba ibandla lakhe lizawuphinda umphehlo ngokunqoba njalo.
Okwakathesi lanxa ngingekho khona ngale, kodwa ama-reports engiwatholayo wonke njengoba siyaphrifana nje ngokusa kwamalanga ngokwenzakalayo, kodwa ukhanya umsebenzi uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Nama-reports esiwatholayo akuyakhanya ukuthi umsebenzi uyahamba lanxa nje kulokunye ukubambeka abathile emisebenzi eminingi, kodwa abanye i-DCT yenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu. Umsebenzi uyahamba sibili, kuyatshengisa ukuthi kuyakhombisa ukuhlisa ukuthi i-constituency lena kayilahlekanga, izabuyela njalo endaweni yayo.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela ukudilika komnotho galiboni yini ukuthi abantu bengalihlamukela besithi selehlulekile ukulungisisa umnotho mhlawumbe bavotele amanye amabandla?
Konoko ke ngicela uNkulunkulu asigcine siphila kuze kufike ke umhla ka-3 ubone ukuthi akukho ebantwini konoko. Impumela yakhona iza kukhombisa konoko kulokuthula, gangasa kulokuthula, akulamsindo, wonke umuntu ukhululekile ukuthi akugangasele. Ngakho ke asilindeni sibone impendulo, impumela ezaphuma izatshengisa njalo iyakhombisa ukuthi iZANU PF iyenzani njalo abantu bayibamba njani.
Ngitsho laseMangwe kanye laseGlenview South ubona linqoba.
Kakhulu iphekiwe yavuka imbiza esokuseleke ukuthi sithakulule kuphela.
Lo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule, ilunga lebandla leZANU PF, ubexoxa icingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esecholocho. Live talk namuhla sixoxa ngemizamo kahulumende eyokulwisana lamacala enkohlakalo i-corruption kulandela ukubotshwa kukamphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira othiwa wachaphaza imali efika phose izigidi eziyinkulungwane i-$95 million. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sokuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwele Melika lele Sweden, kulandela ukungenela kukamongameli Donald Trump, kudaba lokubotshwa komhlabeleli womculo we-rap wele Melika, u-ASAP Rocky owabotshwa wele Sweden. Ele Iran lidubule isikhali sohlobo lwe-medium range missile, njengendlela yokusilolonga kusehlakalo esikhwezelwe ukufuthelana okukhona phakathi kwelizwe leli lamanye amazwe angentshonalanga kwisigaba se-Persian Gulf. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Pere obekuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olukahulumende welemelika olweMandela Washington Fellowship ngomnyaka ka-2017, njalo olwela amalungelo oluntu usethole isicoco sabasakhulayo esithiwa Young Leaders Award, sona esilenjongo yokuthakazelela imisebenzi yabatsha abakumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu. Asizweni amazwi kaBere ekhuluma le-Studio 7 ngalesi isicoco.
I found this award to be giving me a lot of encouragement for myself, but also for the people that I work with.
Ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyanginikeza inkuthazo. Kuyaveza ukuthi bakhona abantu abaphila emazweni abathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo kwela Afrika. Umklomelo lo ungaphansi kwesihloko esithi Young Leaders Award. Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyangitshengisa ukuthi bakhona abantu abathakazelela ubukhokheli kwabantu abasakhulayo. Kuyathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo njengabatsha kwele Afrika.
What young people are doing, not only myself, but young people across the continent.
Lo ngumnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Pere ongosakhulayo othole isicoco se-Young Leaders Award. Ube xoxa ke sixoxela ise-Washington DC. Kule midlalo yenguqu emithathu ebimele idlalwe kulimpelaviki edluliselwe phambili kusigaba se-Castleleague Premier Soccer League, njengoba kulamaqembu alabadlali abaningi abahambe leqembu lesizwe lama Warriors kwele Mauritius. Intatheli izindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imidlalo edluliselwe phambili ngabalisa umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders lelebulawayo Chiefs, owe-Chicken Inn lele-Herentals kanye lomdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Triangle leyada. Iqembu le-Highlanders labadlali abane kuqembu lama-Warriors elizadlala lele Mauritius kuhlandla lakuqala elesigaba sakuqala esomncintiswano we-African Nations Championship kumbe iChan ngamafitshane. Amaqembu athele Chicken Inn kanye leleyada wona labadlali abathathu kuqembu lesizwe. Emidlalweni ezadlalwa kusasa kuviki yeshumi lesithupha, iqembu le-Chapungu lizadlala lele Manyika Diamonds ngasemandaba, iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizadlala lele FC Platinum ngase-National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu le-Dynamos lizadibana lele Harare City ngase-Rufaro. ngensonto iqembu leMshwane Stars izadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngase Trojan Mine. Iqembu leCapes United lizanqilana lele ngeze Platinum Stars ngase National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leHwange lizemukela eTel 1 ngase Colliery. Sikhangele ibhola lokuqaga. Umphathi ntambo wezemidlalo uKirsty Coventry usethembise iqembu ebelimele ilizwe emidlalweni yezizwe zomhlaba ukuba ngemva kwamaviki amabili lizathola imivuzo evela uhulumende njengesibongo sokuba lidlale kuhle kumncintiswano okudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele.
Went out there and represented the country extremely well. I would like to share with you all that
lisenze sazigqaja ngokuba izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ngokuyamela ilizwe ngendlela ebukekayo. Ngithanda ukulazisa ukuba njengohulumende siphezu kokulilungisela isibongo elingasithola ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuyindlela yokulibonga ngokusebenza gadalala elikwenzileyo.
Iqembu leZimbabwe liphushe lisendaweni yethoba mnembili phakathi kwamaqembu alitshumi lesithupha angene kumncintiswano oqhutshwe ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula oweVitality Netball World Cup. Bekungokokuqala ukuba iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe liphatheke kuleli zinga lemidlalo yebhola lokuqaga, njalo abaningi abalandela ezemidlalo bebengakhangelelanga ukuba lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo, njalo bebecabanga ukuthi liza kuba ngumthatshuzwa njengoba belilungiselele ngendlela engacacanga. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Amaqembu athele Badgers kanye lele Tigers yiwaza kuba ngabaqali besiziba kusasa ekuqaleni kwemidlalo yalonyaka yeSpar Bonza 2020 Cricket League. Lo mdlalo ukhangelelwe ukuqala sokugamenxa ihola lesikhombisa ekuseni, njalo uzalendwala ngoza kuba phakathi kweqembu leHawks lona elizadibana lele Sabres, ikanti umdlalo wesithathu uza kuba phakathi kweBlazers kanye leRaptors. Ngensonto umdlalo wokuqala uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres kanye leBlazers, kuthi owesibili uzadlalwa phakathi kweTigers kanye leHawks, kuthi owesithathu wona uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leRaptors kanye leBlazers. Yonke le midlalo iqhutshelwa endaweni yeOld Mutual Heath Streak Multisport Academy. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, ilamba lingomile.
Kuhlelo Was a Friday namhlanje silabaculi bomdumo kaMaskandi abeqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Macwebese, lalona elikhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide. Amalunga leli qembu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni bexoxa lentatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Umdumo kaMasigandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kakhulu eMzantsi Afrika. Oyikho kwenza abaculi abaningi abadabuka kweZimbabwe behlala eGoli labo bangene kulumculo.
Kure unde sasenzwe.
Uvuyani Golide ukokhela uMacwebezela.
Igama lami nguVuyani ngwakoChuma, zalwa eZimbabwe koBulawayo ePlumtree. Ngifunde khona esilima ngakhulela khona. Kwathi ke ngo-2009 ngakhuphuka ngaze eGoli, okuyikho lapho engenza khona umculo wami noma engihlabelela ngikhona. Ngihlabela nje ngiseGoli njengamanje.
Oga Golide uthi ezokucula zasegazini njalo ngezomdeni wakhe.
Umuntu wayengenza ngathanda ukuhlabelela mina umalume wami okuwutshwala benyoni engaqala ngagida kuye kuze kube yimanje kodwa ngisasebenzisana naye. UMasikandi ngumculo engikhule ngawo engiwuthanda kakhulu engikhule kubana ukhuluma ngesintu kakhulu ugxile esintwini owemukele kahle kakhulu umculo wami.
Idlalade leli limumethe uluju kuphela. Lilenye njalo ingoma ekhuluma ngombhuqazwe owekhukhura hundi njalo selitholakala ezitolo.
Isithi laMacwebezela liyatholakala ngemali engango-R50 uma ungabe useSouth Africa. Uyafonela kule number 074 357 4100 056 noma uWhatsApp lapho oZimbabwe Botswana noma uliphilisa nawe unemvume ya WhatsApp lapho sina indlela yokuthi ifinyelele ku
Tuno Tuno Tina sino Tuno
Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lweHoza Friday mlayezo bani othiyela uZulu
abaqhubeke nje besithande besixhase besithengele umculo wethu sezoqhubeka sibenzele okuhle futhi ukuzobajabulisa noma ungene ku-group ku-Facebook lapha uzothola amacwebezela uzothola lapho ke uzothola lapho lapho futhi ukwazi ukuzidownloadela lona i-CD udownload nje ingoma oyifunayo izobe selitholakala nje kuleli viki eliqalayo i-CD lethu siyabonga kakhulu
Abaculi abaningi baseZimbabwe ngodubo lokungatholi inzuzo ephilisayo ekhaya sebenyuka abawela ngoludela bangena eGoli ukuthi bapheke imiculo yabo. Kuneveke bese lokugolide weqembu lemacwebezela kudlalo hoza Woza Friday ingoma zabo zomdumo kamasikandi ezitshaywa ngobunono obukhulu. Ibe lempela sonto elijukela igama lamu Ezra Jesus Band.
Umculo ke olo kamaskandi liqembe elizwiza ngokuthi macwebezela lona ke likhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide izizalwana zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa bebelo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo Woza Friday. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siya Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.